take a minute here to think about, just think about what, you know, think about who you are and where, what you are standing there. Try to think about, imagine if you picture yourself standing here and what you really are, if you picture basically a bunch of molecules bouncing off each other all throughout your body and your flesh. If you really stop and think about it for a minute, you probably can realize that there's a lot of space in there that is basically nothing, all the space that, that needs to be there for the molecules to go bouncing around in. So I'm just going to be standing here thinking about that for a minute. Think of yourself as this group of molecules bouncing off each other. And as you think about that, think about the fact that everybody standing next to you is basically more of the same. And in reality, even that board that you're leaning against and the wall and the floor that you're standing on and the building that's around us is also basically more of the same. And of course, the more that people study all this gene technology and everything, they're finding out that, you know, a piece of wheat and a human being are pretty close to each other on a genetic level. So really, it's a lot of the same kind of stuff oozing around. So if you think about, say, water or something, which would all blend together if you dropped a dye into water, it would melt together. So it's kind of a miracle that with all of us standing here like that, being so much of the same, that we don't just kind of ooze into one huge big puddle of muck. So the funny thing is that as I'm sitting here right now, I can basically see that we really are basically oozing into one giant puddle of muck. So everybody in us is, we're all kind of blending together into one huge puddle of muck. I think that's basically what it's all about when we get into those jams that are going, communicating and oozing into a puddle of muck. So here we are oozing into a puddle of muck. So we're oozing into a puddle of muck. And the puddle of muck is oozing together. The thing that's really strange about it is the puddle of muck is actually starting to get a little bit more solid. Because all of that stuff that I was talking about, the space that isn't really there in between the molecules, is kind of disappearing because the molecules are bumping closer together and we're sinking and getting down to the floor. Until now the puddle of muck is basically about an inch off the floor, but it's all the actual, you know, the actual stuff that we're made of here, kind of turning into more goo. And what's happening now is Paul is leaving the soundboard and he's getting a big broom and he's pushing all the muck up into one big pile in the middle of the room. So the muck is getting pushed into a pile. You can hear the muck getting pushed into a pile. Muck into a pile. Go ahead, Paul. Sweep it up into a pile. And as he pushes the muck into a pile, he starts to kind of push it together, and Chris and everybody at the soundboard, they're all come out and they're helping to push the pile of muck, and as they push it, they start to sort of form it into this giant circle of muck, until finally they've sort of molded the outside until we've all become a giant perfect sphere of muck. And now we're a perfect sphere of muck, of the life force of muck. And as we're standing in this perfect sphere of muck, we notice that the building, which is actually kind of in the shape of a curve here, has sort of had pushed together into more of a curve, and now it's like this long, incredible long tunnel that's like a curvature thing, but the giant sphere of oozing muck is in the middle of it. And Paul pushes the button, and as he pushes the button, the giant hydraulic lift at one end of the building starts to lift up and lift the whole tube up like that, and the giant tunnel of muck starts to roll down the hill. So now the giant puddle of human muck is rolling down the hill, and as it rolls, it goes a little bit faster and faster. And it's going faster, and it's really moving now. Here comes the puddle of muck! Watch out for the puddle of muck! Here it comes! A giant puddle of muck! Watch out for the muck! Watch out for the muck! Off the muck jump, and it's floating in space now. So here it is, floating in space, the giant puddle of muck. And you look over and you see, you know, all the planets. You see Mars, Saturn, you see the sun, and you see the giant puddle of muck. And as the puddle of muck is floating, we realize that we can kind of see out of the puddle of muck, and we look down and we see a lot of black space underneath the puddle of muck. And then we see Pluto over there, Saturn, and we start to drift away from this solar system and out into space. And as we drift out into space, we sigh. We see the tiny green spot off in the distance. And as we come closer and closer and closer, we realize that it's nothing but a little fleck of dust that's right in front of our face that goes by. And then we see another tiny green spot off in the distance. And we realize that that green spot isn't just a speck of dust, and it's coming towards us. And as we get closer, we start to see it takes form, and it comes into our kind of our field of vision. And closer and closer and closer, we realize that really it's not tiny at all. It's absolutely vast, enormous. It's an enormous thing. It's an enormous green thing, and it's an enormous green field. And we see that it's a green field, and we see that off in the distance is sort of a field of wheat. And we ponder the question of the genetic similarity to that field of wheat and this giant puddle of muck. And as the puddle of muck comes down, we start to kind of separate again, and all that space that disappeared comes apart until we find ourselves standing in the green field. And we look over our left and we see this black rhombus rising out of the field. And we look over to the right and we see a huge mountain. And we see up on the mountain a tiny little guy climbing up the mountain. And we realize that that little guy is Colonel Florvin. Colonel Florvin is climbing up the mountain to find the great and knowledgeable Iculus. And he's going to find the great and knowledgeable Iculus because he can't read the book like Iculus has always said to do. You should read the book, you know. You should read the book. But right now he can't read the book because the book is in the castle and Wilson has the key to the castle. And Colonel Florvin has come to find Iculus because he wants the key to the castle so he can get the book. So he can give the book to the people so they can read the book. They want to read that book. So he enlists the help of his friend, the famous Mockingbird, who comes flying out of the sky over the heads of the people who used only minutes before were a giant puddle of muck, a giant sphere of muck, and the famous Mockingbird flies off to get the book. Here he comes now.